Music from Jonathan Butler. It's a reissue on the Pro Jazz label from some recordings put down a couple of years ago in London, mostly. Just Too Much is the name of the song from the compilation 7th Avenue. Kate Finn and Rick Weiss just before that with Quite a Concept of a Concept Album. Labor of Love is the name of the LP, subtitled A Birth Album. And that's exactly what it is, birth music. Kind of buying into a little New Age philosophy, Quickening, the song we heard, a vocal. And from the Ted Gioia Trio, it was called A Sunday Waltz. The time 18 before the hour. Ben Johnson is my name. Repeating the news story we passed along a little earlier, a massacre at the elementary school in Stockton, California, has left 5 children dead, 30 others wounded, at least 15 of them critically. The gunman who opened fire from outside the playground moments later shot himself in the head and has since died of that gunshot wound. Of course, we'll be bringing you more on this story as it develops. Wall Street has closed with a loss as investors cashed in on some of their more recent gains. The Dow Industrials down 10 points to 2,214. Moderate trade today of 143 million shares. Declines led advances 4-3. The Justice Department is conducting a civil rights investigation into last night's rioting in Miami's predominantly black Overton neighborhood. Mediators moved into the area as city officials sought to prevent a second night of trouble. Boston Mayor Ray Flynn says he's optimistic the new Bush administration will work hard to repair the damage to cities done during the Reagan years. Flynn says President Reagan's legacy to big cities is hunger and homelessness. And this just handed to me brief update regarding the situation in Stockton, California. New figure, 35 students wounded. They say the attacker had 2 pistols and died after he arrived at a hospital after attempting to take his own life. 16 minutes before the hour, Ben Johnson on the radio.
I'm meteorologist Joe Petrovich. Sunny skies for this afternoon with southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, the high of 58 degrees. Fair skies for tonight, the low of 36 with southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies on Wednesday with a high of 52. That's the weather on Breeze, 97.1.
Enjoy better health with cleaner air. Install a Dust Eater electrostatic air cleaner. Prices start at just $89. For a dealer near you, call 421-4374.
If you've reached the point in life where your car is an important expression of your success and lifestyle, you should talk to the people at Brentwood Volvo Manchester Leasing. They run a very personal business catering to the special needs of successful people. That's why they've developed an international network for sourcing rare and exotic cars, whether it's a new Ferrari Testarossa or a vintage Aston Martin. They can arrange for purchase or custom leasing and take care of all the service hassles for you. Even if you're not sure which car is the real you, they'll be happy to help you sort through the maze of alternatives. Need proof? Just ask some of your more successful friends. Chances are they'll recommend Brentwood Volvo Manchester Leasing. Brentwood Boulevard, just north of Highway 40. Call us or stop by today.
Next TV 101, Vance Checker's under the influence.
Can't deny that. She's even got me listening to love songs on the radio.
But this new love is trouble.
You ever get high?
For a student gone straight.
Maybe I'll dive off the wagon.
Can his friends turn him around?
Thought you were out of that scene.
Or is it too late?
I think she's a major dealer.
Miss Zimmer is not a dealer.
What is she then, an undercover cop?
There's a hard lesson to be learned on TV 101, Wednesday on CBS from GTG Entertainment.
You are a new dawn rising, out past the far horizon. You are a bright light burning, you're all that you're learning. Get ready for tomorrow, in the Navy of today.
You are the hope, you are the promise, you are tomorrow, you are the Navy.
There's no better place to get ready for the challenge of tomorrow than in the Navy of today. The Navy can give you all the high-tech training you need, all the responsibility you can handle, plus the leadership skills to help you succeed, whatever tomorrow brings.
You are the hope. You are the promise. You are tomorrow. You are the Navy.
Call 1-800-327-NAVY. Paid for by the U.S. Navy.
Dreaming.
pine white with almonds.
Sweet dreams, you can't resist.
Tell a friend about the newest sound in St. Louis, the all-new Breeze 97.1. Welcome to the all-new Breeze 97.1. Chuck Mangione from Compact Disc offering Journey to a Rainbow from his LP of the same title. Everything But the Girl in the set as well. The song is called I Don't Want to Talk About It. It was released, I believe, on the British version of their current LP, Idlewild, but not on this side of the ocean. So for now, the only place you can hear that song is right here on the radio. The time's 3:30 before the hour. It is a Tuesday, January 17th of 89. I'm Ben Johnson.
Breeze 97.1 is pleased to welcome to St. Louis David Lyons to the Westport Playhouse. David Lyons for one show only, Friday, February 17th. Tickets are on sale now at all Tickets Now outlets, including Famous Bar, all Music Vision and Record Company outlets, Regal Sports, and the Westport Box Office. Or you can charge tickets by calling Dial Tix at 434-6600. David Lyons in the intimate surroundings of the Westport Playhouse, Friday, February 17th. Produced by Contemporary.
Nice earrings. They look just like chunky soup cans.
They are.
First, we have chunky soup can planters, then ashtrays, now earrings.
Well, the more chunky cans we open, the better chance we have to win the Campbell's Under the Lid sweepstakes. We can win $100,000 by opening the right cans of chunky soup, like New England clam chowder, beef, or chicken noodle.
$100,000?
Yeah.
How about some soup can cufflinks or bookends? How about a nice chunky soup can tie? Or maybe
see
some
details on specially marked cans at participating stores. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Offer ends December 31st, 1989. Chunky. It takes care of the meanest appetite.
Supermarkets across America are echoing with cries of surprise. People are reaching for the familiar red and white colors of Campbell's soups, only to discover that this can is a box. Yes, it's Campbell's dry soup mix, with even more all-white meat chicken than any other leading dry. And just one taste will turn your cries of surprise into sighs of delight.
Good!
If you never liked dry soups, you never tried Campbell's. It's the dry.
When I bite into a York peppermint patty, I get the sensation I talked to my stockbroker, did the exact opposite of what he said, and made a ton of money. It's so refreshing.
When I bite into a York peppermint patty, I get the sensation the kids are at my mother's for the weekend, and they aren't coming back until they graduate college and become doctors. It's so refreshing.
York Peppermint Patty. Dark chocolate, cool mint. Get the sensation.
The Black & Decker Dustbuster Cordless Vac is the perfect gift. Nobody knows that better than the Winklers.
That's absolutely true. When my husband gave me a Dustbuster for my birthday, I almost clobbered him. I said no flowers, no fragrance, no fur coat. Then I started using the Dustbuster. It's not only powerful, but much more convenient than my big vac for quick, easy pickups. I thank my husband every day.
Give the Dustbuster. Now with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See details on package.
Very clever, Black & Decker.
To some mechanics, this sounds like just another brake job. But when you work at a GM dealership, you learn real quick. There's no such thing. I'm Mr. Goodwrench, and the person who depends on these brakes is depending on me. That's why I use genuine GM parts. Just another brake job. Not to the guy who drives this car, and not to me either.
It's not just a car, it's a freedom.
KLTH, Florissant St. Louis, the all-new Breeze, 97.1. Thank you. You're in tune with the all-new Breeze, 97.1. That's Level 42 from their original incarnation back in 1981, from their self-titled debut. The song is called Turn It On. John Klemmer with Sleeping Eyes before that. 9 past the hour, Ben Johnson on the radio. A Justice Department spokesman says a civil rights investigation has begun into last night's shooting by police of a black motorcyclist in Miami. The fatal shooting sparked a 6-hour riot in the city's Overtown section. Justice Department officials say they sent mediators to Miami today in an attempt to calm racial tensions and prevent more trouble. Boston Mayor Ray Flynn says he's optimistic that President-elect Bush will reverse President Reagan's legacy of hunger and homelessness in the nation's cities. Flynn told a news conference in Washington that the nation's mayors want to work with Bush to end what the vice president has called a national crisis of homelessness. In Managua, the director of a private radio news program says the Sandinista government shut down the program for broadcasting information about impending mass layoffs in the Interior Ministry. Jose Castillo Osejo says he was notified of the closure last night by the ministry. A ministry spokesman would not confirm or deny the move. A hospital spokesman in White Plains, New York, says it's 90% certain the 81-year-old bandleader Cap Calloway will be able to go home tomorrow. Calloway is recovering from abdominal surgery. The legendary entertainer was expected to go home today, but doctors decided to keep him in the hospital for one more day.